this is your boy Doug Stewart, one half of the Two Live Stews. Check out my brand new daily show and podcast that airs live Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's the Doug Stewart Show daily at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're not stewing, what in the world are you doing? 404-382-0338 is the number to the show. Jameis Winston, once again, we've said how this guy is kind of smart. A lot of the stuff that he's done off the field hasn't been smart. But book-wise, Jameis Winston is pretty smart from what we can understand. Jameis Winston is a step ahead of even the NCAA. Now, I told you when this whole crab leg thing happened, and you're listening to the Doug Stewart Show, I told you that it was basically a hookup gone wrong. There's no way this ninja would walk into a grocery store and just take some crab legs and walk out. No, there was already a deal made between him and, I don't know, a friend or a Florida State Seminole fan or somebody for him to come in there and get said crab legs. And in effect, he's probably not the first person. As a matter of fact, I'll bet my life he's not the first person, first football player that played for that team to walk into that said Publix and walk out with something free. All right, so that's the hookup. But the hookup went wrong. Somebody not part of the deal saw Jameis Winston, knew Jameis Winston's face, and basically called authorities, and the rest is history. All right, now, whether that's that bad of a thing or not, it's questionable. I'm not going to even debate that. He shouldn't have done it, I guess, with the fact that he's under the microscope and the fact that he's such a big name around that area in Tallahassee. I guess technically he shouldn't have done it, okay? But I understand. I was a college kid at one point. I didn't have a lot of money to go out and get good things to eat like crab legs. I wasn't, okay? And most of us weren't. So, yeah, did he have some short-sightedness as far as his future and the fact that he's going to be a millionaire in a couple years? Yeah, probably. He shouldn't have done it, okay? But, hey, that's neither here nor there. We've all been young and we've done dumb things. Where Jameis Winston is smarter than everybody else, and I didn't even peg him for being this smart, and maybe somebody, you know, kind of talked to him and advised him that this is what he should say. But in effect, he said that he walked out by mistake and that it's his fault. And he took responsibility for it. You know why? If he would have said that somebody in that Publix grocery store, and you're listening to the Doug Stewart Show, had given him these crab legs, you know what that is? That's an illegal benefit. So he would have probably been suspended immediately by the NCAA. That's exactly what that is. That's an improper benefit. So the way to kind of, you know, circumvent getting kicked off the team and losing all of your college eligibility was to say that he made a mistake, that he walked out, he forgot to pay, which good and well, you knew damn well he didn't forget anything. He knew what the hell was going on, which really is crazy we're talking about this story because I told y'all this and everybody else in America and on the Puppet Factory was trying to, you know, make this whole nefarious, you know, scandal type thing out of the situation. But yeah, he basically was playing chess and everybody else was playing checkers. So he had all his bases covered. I can't say that because if I say that, then I'll lose my eligibility. Then I'll be kicked off the team. But if I say this, it'll probably be bad. I'll be embarrassed. I won't snitch on somebody in the store. They'll probably suspend me for a game. But I will continue to play football, and that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. So cheers to you, Ninja. Yeah, you did that. You did that. It all worked out based on the story that you gave. What are your thoughts on that? 404-382-0338. When that story hit, everybody was talking about he's so stupid, this, that, and the other. And why would he do that? And why? You know why he did it, man? Because it was like getting free fries. It was like getting free fries at the drive-thru from your cousin that works in the drive-thru back in high school. You know, just like Pops and Friday, and give me as much fries as you can.
The Doug Stewart Show.